Is it possible now, is it fair now to say that this guy has already entered that room of the greatest athletes of all time?
Oh, without question. And you know what, Nick? I'm not even a golfer. I don't work golf. I don't play golf. I don't particularly like golf. I played it once in my life, and I walked off the 18th green, and I said, you know what? I'm not ever going to do this again. However, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to recognize the fact that at his relatively young age, he has blown away everyone else in the game. As far as money is concerned, as far as tournaments won, as far as major championships won, his competitive nature is unparalleled, not just in his sport, but I think in most other sports. And the fact that he does what he does week in and week out, I think there are a lot of us that have tended to take it for granted. Well, until someone like Mike Wilbon comes along and writes what he writes and puts it down on paper so that people can get slapped in the face by it. I'm not even a golfer, and it doesn't take much for me to recognize what a truly superior performer he is in his particular world week in and week out. And I think that, you know, it's unfortunate, Nick, and maybe you were like this when you were young, that a lot of times when people are excelling in our lifetime, we don't recognize it until after it's all over. I remember when I was a kid growing up in Chicago, during football season, no one was more hated than the Packers. During baseball season, no one was more hated than the Yankees. In hockey season, you hated the Montreal Canadiens, and you hated the Boston Celtics in basketball. And I hate myself because all that time I spent hating those people, I didn't get a chance to appreciate just how good they were, how good Red Auerbach's teams were, how good Jean Beliveau and Maurice Richard were. You know,
you even pronounce it right.
Yeah, right. Instead of
how
good Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra were, I'm sitting there yelling names at them because they keep beating my White Sox over and over. And I think it's really easy to take greatness for granted when it's happening regularly in front of you, and I think it's a good thing to take time out and recognize just how superlative Tiger Woods is.